I'm here with Sean Kennedy, the director of the world's largest youth public speaking event, and the Speak Out Challenge for 2009 has just finished this evening. And if you've listened to my earlier Boo, you will know that we've come down from more than 20,000 young speakers from across London and the South East down to the final 18. And what a contest it's been tonight. Fantastic event. Sean, what is it about this program, the Speak Out Challenge, that makes it so special?
Thanks very much, Simon. Good evening. There's two things. The first thing that's most impressive is the fact that the kids actually get an opportunity to learn the basic skills in public speaking and effective communication. And that's fantastic. But the other thing, which is just as important, is that they have an opportunity to speak out on subjects that they feel strongly about. We're all passionate about public speaking, but we want to speak out on things that we really care about. And tonight, and for the last 9 months, there's an opportunity for those students to actually do that, speak out on subjects they feel strongly about.
Certainly plenty of emotion amongst the speakers who were putting their messages across with such power tonight. This is a program now which is covering more than 500 schools across the southeast and thousands of young people taking part. What is it, Sean, do you feel from what you've seen both this year and in the last 3-4 years that this program's been this program's been rolling for? What is it that makes the real difference that marks out the top speakers that make it to this level, the grand final? What are the marks of the really strongest speakers?
That's a very good question, Simon. You would look at, again, some of the basic skills of excellence in any subject. All of the speakers here tonight, and as you said, they've come from the final 18 out of over 20,000. They've all put in an awful lot of preparation. They've taken advice. But again, the most important thing is they've spoken on subjects that they feel really strongly about. They've spoken about things that they're interested in. And you pick up a newspaper here in the United Kingdom, and it's about feral youths who are out mugging, pillaging and raping. What we have here is students talking about subjects that they feel strongly about. And of course, what we want to do is to encourage all of that. We want young people to be motivated and also to give them an opportunity and a forum for all of those things.
And this program really has been gaining profile rapidly over the last 4 or 5 years as it's bedded down in schools, and just looking at the sorts of people that were attracted to join the judging panel tonight made that clear. We had the controller of Radio 1, we had a deputy editor for Newsnight, we had Lord Digby Jones. So it's a competition and a program that really is attracting attention from key decision makers. Looking ahead, where do you see, and where would you like to see, the program developing over the coming months and years, gazing into your crystal ball, Sean?
Well, looking into the crystal ball, Simon, the first thing we would say is, I mean, why limit this to just London and Essex? Why limit this to 18,000? All of the speakers here tonight have obviously gained skills. They've gained the same sort of skills that everybody walking into the workshop has actually gained. So what would be the best, well, what we would love to see would actually to see all of the schools in the United Kingdom and then Europe and possibly worldwide actually having public speaking as part of the curriculum, something that everybody who's walked into the arena has said, yes, this is a key skill for everybody to have. You can earn more money, you can have a higher profile, you can actually advance farther in your career. So why do we limit this to only a few people? Previously, this was a skill that was limited to all of the private schools and the independent schools. We want to make it a skill, and we want to make it accessible to everybody in the United Kingdom, Europe, and worldwide.
Sean, thanks so much for taking the time. If you want to find out more about the Speak Out Challenge and the way it's impacting lives of young people, and not to mention the messages that they're putting out there, then just go to www.speakoutchallenge.com. In the meantime, Sean, thanks very much again for your time.
Thank you very much, Simon. It's been a pleasure.
And there'll be more on this and the work that Speakers Bank does, the organisation that provides the training for the Speak Out Challenge, in coming Boos. Thanks again, and speak soon.